Pack 6, les sports d'hiver. Structures and grammar. Pupils will learn the names of different winter sports activities, how to conjugate and use the verb faire to describe these activities, to ask for and give preferences in sports using the question and answer, quel est ton sport préféré? Mon sport préféré est. The vocabulary for items of clothing, the agreement of adjectives describing the clothes, the conjunction and use of the ER verb porter, vocabulary for parts of the body, how to say that a part of the body is hurting, j'ai mal, the use of o, à la, à l'apostrophe, o, aux, with the verb avoir mal, j'ai mal au ventre, the names of the seasons, how to describe weather in different seasons, au printemps il fait, the format for writing a postcard. Page 1. Winter sports. Learning objectives. To extend knowledge of sports. Key questions and new vocabulary and structures. Le bonhomme de neige, the snowman. Le patin à glace, le patinage, ice skating. Le ski, skiing. Le snowboard, the snowboard. Le téléphérique, the cable car. La boule de neige, the snowball. La luge, the toboggan. Learning objectives. A, to revise and conjugate in full. Faire, to make, to do. Je fais, I do, I make. Tu fais, you do, you make. Il fait, he, it, does, or makes. Elle fait, she, it, does, makes. On fait, one does, makes. Nous faisons, we do, we make. Vous faites, you do, you make. Ils font, they do, they make. And elles font, they do, they make. Key questions and new vocabulary and structures. Faire du ski, to go skiing. Faire du patinage, du patin à glace, to go ice skating. Faire de la luge, to go tobogganing. Faire du snowboard, to go snowboarding. Faire une bataille de boules de neige, to have a snowball fight. Faire un bonhomme de neige, to make a snowman. Learning objectives. B, to understand that faire is also used to translate to go in some expressions. For example, faire du ski, to go skiing. Que fait-il? What is he doing? Il fait de la luge. He is tobogganing. Que fait-elle? What is she doing? Elle fait du patin à glace. She's going ice skating. Learning objective C. When faire is used in connection with sports, du is used with the masculine noun and de la with the feminine noun. Que font-ils? What are they doing? Ils font de la luge. They're going tobogganing. Que font-ils? What are they doing? Ils font du snowboard. They are going snowboarding. Learning objectives to be able to respond to the key question, que fais-tu? Que fais-tu? What are you doing? Je fais du ski. I am skiing. Je fais un bonhomme de neige. I am making a snowman. Suggested activities. Display big picture and talk in English about activities in a winter sport resort. Identify with which winter sport activities Luc and Lucy's class are involved. Give the French name for these activities, highlighting similarities and differences in the two languages. Use sports cards, resource sheet A, for the activities Luc and Lucy are taking part in to practice naming the sports. Ask the children to respond and to state preferences. Qu'est-ce que tu aimes? What do you like? J'aime le ski. Introduce the verb faire in the present tense using flashcards made from resource sheet B. Place in order on board, then the children listen to and repeat the verb in order. Place flashcards out of order. Children are challenged to place them in the correct order. Use activity sheet A to practice the verb faire in different forms. Suggested assessment opportunities. Can the children form the verb faire correctly? Page 2. Clothes. Learning objectives. to learn the names of clothes worn by Luc and Lucie for winter sports. Key questions and new vocabulary and structures. Qu'est-ce que c'est? What is it? Un blouson, a casual jacket. Un bonnet, a woolen hat. Un chemisier, a blouse. Un collant, tights. Un pantalon, trousers. Un pullover, a pullover. Un sac à main, a handbag. Un short, shorts. Un sweat, a sweatshirt. Un t-shirt, a t-shirt. Une cagoule, a hood. Une chemise, a shirt. Une écharpe, a scarf. Une jupe, a skirt. Une robe, a dress. Des baskets, trainers. Des bottes, boots. Des chaussettes, socks. Des chaussures, shoes. Des gants, gloves. Learning objectives. To introduce and conjugate a regular ER verb porter and draw attention to the endings of each part of the verb. Porter, to wear, and also to carry. Je porte, tu portes, il, elle porte, on porte, nous portons, vous portez, il, elle porte. Qu'est-ce qu'il porte? What is he wearing? Qu'est-ce qu'elle porte? What is she wearing? Il porte, he is wearing. Elle porte, she is wearing. Qu'est-ce que tu portes? What are you wearing? Je porte, I am wearing, I wear. Qu'est-ce que tu mets pour faire du ski? What do you put on to go skiing? Je mets, I put on. Learning objective, to revise and extend knowledge of colours. Bleu marine, navy blue. Bleu clair, light blue. Bleu turquoise, turquoise blue. Vert foncé, dark green. Suggested activities. Use items of winter sports and other items of clothing if possible, or pictures cut from catalogues to practice saying the names of the clothes. Ask the children to draw a suitcase and in it draw and label items they would take on a winter sports holiday. Dans ma valise, il y a. In my suitcase, there is. Use the A3 cutout sheets to dress Luc and Lucie for different weathers. Clothes can be coloured, revising colour adjectives, and the dressed character stuck onto A4 paper. The clothes can be labelled using resource sheet C. Example, un pantalon bleu, une cagoule verte, des chaussettes jaunes. Children look at descriptions of Luc and Lucie in the reader. Describe their own cutout to the class. Luc porte, Lucie porte. Complete activity sheet B to practice conjugation of the verb porter. Use a copy of a page in the reader. Ask the children to highlight, underline the colour adjectives. Suggested assessment opportunities. Which children can label clothes accurately? Which children can add an appropriate colour adjective correctly formed? Page 3. School clothes. Learning objectives. To know how to describe the clothes worn by children at school, to realise that French children do not wear a school uniform, to revise the agreement rule of colour adjectives. New vocabulary, un collant, tights, une cravate, a tie, une veste, a jacket. Suggested activities. Using the list of clothes for Luc and Lucie and the new vocabulary, ask the children to describe their school uniform in French. Look at the big picture of La Rentrée, Pack 4, and describe what the French children are wearing. Discuss in English the advantages and disadvantages of wearing a school uniform. Ask the children to write a description of their school uniform using resource sheet D. Ask them to draw themselves wearing their school uniform under the written description. Complete activity sheet C with the correct form of the adjective. Suggested assessment opportunities. Can children describe their school uniform? Page 4. Preferences in sport. To reinforce ways of expressing likes and dislikes. To express preferences. Key questions and new vocabulary and structures. Qu'est-ce que tu aimes? What do you like? J'aime. I like. Qu'est-ce que tu n'aimes pas? What don't you like? Je n'aime pas. I don't like. Quel est ton sport préféré? What is your favorite sport? Mon sport préféré est la natation. My favorite sport is swimming. Qu'est-ce que tu préfères? What do you prefer? Je préfère le ski. I prefer skiing. Suggested activities. Teacher asks the question of individual children. Qu'est-ce que tu aimes? Quel est ton sport préféré? Pupils ask the questions of each other. Pupils draw their favorite sport. Drawings are cut out and placed under sport headings on a chart to be used for discussion. Teacher or child mouths the name of a sport for the class to guess. Repeat the miming activity in pack 3 to include winter sports. Page 5. Parts of the body. Learning objectives. To know the names for the parts of the body. Key questions and new vocabulary and structures. Toucher, touch. Le bras, the arm. Le coude, the elbow. Le genou, the knee. Le nez, the nose. Le pied, the foot. Le ventre, the stomach. La bouche, the mouth. L'épaule, the shoulder. La main, the hand. L'oreille, the ear. La tête, the head. Les cheveux, the hair. Les dents, the teeth. Les doigts, the fingers. Les yeux, the eyes. Suggested activities. Use the labelled pictures of Luc and Lucie resource sheet E to complete activity sheet D. Play Simon Says, Jacques a dit, with parts of the body. Example, toucher la tête. Jacques a dit, toucher la tête. Sing tête, épaule, genou, pied, heads, shoulders, knees and toes, resource sheet F. Create a picture of an imaginary space creature and label it. Suggested assessment opportunities. Make a note of children who can remember the parts of the body. Page 6. How to say you are not well. Learning objectives. To learn how to say a part of the body is hurting. To understand that avoir mal with masculine words is followed by au, with feminine words is followed by ala, with plural words is followed by aux. Both masculine and feminine words are followed by al apostrophe before a vowel. And to learn how to say that one's leg and arm are broken. Key questions and new vocabulary and structures. Comment ça va? How are you? Ça va mal. I'm not well. J'ai mal au ventre. I have a tummy ache. J'ai mal à la gorge. I have a sore throat. J'ai mal à la tête. I have a headache. J'ai mal aux dents, I have toothache. J'ai mal à l'estomac, I have a stomachache. Je me suis cassé la jambe, I have broken my leg. Je me suis cassé le bras, I have broken my arm. Suggested activities. Teacher asks the key question in class, pupils ask each other, and children act out their illnesses. Page 7, the seasons. Learning objectives. To learn the names of the seasons. To revise weather descriptions. To know how to describe different weather in each season. Key questions and new vocabulary and structures. Les saisons, the seasons. Le printemps, spring. L'été, summer. L'automne, autumn. L'hiver, winter. Au printemps, in the spring. En été, in summer. En automne, in autumn. En hiver, in winter. Quel temps fait-il au printemps? What is the weather like in spring? Il fait beau. It is fine. Suggested activities. Use activity sheet E to reinforce spelling of the seasons. Use activities in pack 3 to revise the weather terms. Practice the key questions. Quel temps fait-il au printemps? Quel temps fait-il en hiver? Etc. Page 8. How to send a postcard home, make a fondue. Learning objectives. Write a postcard using a model. To revise how to start and finish a letter, describe the weather, describe sports activities, give opinions. To know how to make a traditional French fondue recipe. Suggested activities. Ask the children to write their own postcard from Serre Chevalier using activity sheet F. The model on that sheet acts as a guide. Read the recipe in French, identify familiar words in English, use a translation to understand the full meaning, Activity Sheet G. Suggested assessment opportunities. Can each child write a postcard accurately using the model and previous knowledge? Page 9. Serre Chevalier Quiz. Learning objectives. To use the internet to access information on Serre Chevalier. Suggested activities using Activity Sheet H. Complete the quiz. It could be completed at home or in lesson time. Activity Sheet A. Verbe faire, to make, to do. Je fais, I make do. Tu fais, you make do when you speak to one person you know. Il, elle fait, he, she makes, does. On fait, one makes, does. Nous faisons, we make, do. Vous faites, you make, do when you speak to one person you don't know or several people. Ils, elles font, they make, do. Examples, elle fait une fondue. She makes a fondue. Il fait du ski, he does skiing. Nous faisons du patin à glace, we do ice skating. Mettez la forme correcte du verbe faire dans les espaces. Put the correct form of the verb to make or do in blanks. Nous, une fondue dans la cuisine. Je, du snowboard en hiver. Il, du ski avec papa. Tu, du café. Vous, du patin à glace le mardi. Elle, de la luge dans les Alpes. On, des crêpes. Activity Sheet B, verbe porter, to wear, to carry. Je porte, I'm wearing, I wear. Tu portes, you are wearing, you wear. Il, elle porte, he, she is wearing, or he, she wears. On porte, one is wearing, wears. Nous portons, we are wearing, we wear. Vous portez, you are wearing, you wear. Il, elle porte, they are wearing, they wear. Examples. Je porte un pullover bleu foncé. I'm wearing a dark blue jumper. Nous portons des bottes. We are wearing boots. Mettez la forme correcte du verbe porter dans les espaces. Tu, un pantalon bleu. Vous, des bottes. Il, une chemise rouge. Je, une robe marron. Nous, un pullover noir. Elle, une jupe jaune. On, un short vert. Activity Sheet C. Faites l'accord. Dans ma valise, j'ai mis un pullover bleu, une chemise blanc, des lunettes de soleil noires, un short beige, une écharpe gris, des chaussettes multicolores, trois t-shirts orange, jaune et blanc, deux pantalons marron, un blouson noir, des sandales blancs. Rappel, un and le in front of a word mean it is masculine. Une and la in front of a word mean it is feminine. Des and les in front of a word mean it is plural. The adjectives in brackets are all in the masculine. To make an agreement in the feminine, add an E. If adjective is not already ending in E, special case, blanc becomes blanche. To make an agreement in the plural, add an S, exception, marron, which always remains the same as do the compound colours like bleu marine, navy blue, vert foncé, dark green, and jaune pâle, pale yellow. Example, une chemisette blanche, des chaussures marron, des vestes bleu marine. Activity Sheet E, les quatre saisons. Dessinez et écrivez le nom des saisons sous les dessins. Le printemps, l'été, l'automne, l'hiver. Activity Sheet F, how to write a postcard. How to start it. Cher, Paul, cher, Amy. Il fait froid à Serre Chevalier. Il y a beaucoup de neige. Other weather descriptions. Il fait beau. Il neige. Il fait mauvais. Il y a des nuages. Je fais du ski et de la luge. Other activities. Je fais du patinage. Je fais du snowboard. Je fais une bataille de boules de neige. Je fais un bonhomme de neige. C'est super ici. Other expressions, c'est formidable, c'est magnifique. How to finish it? Bisous, amitié. Then signature of name. Activity sheet G, recette, la fondue savoyarde. Ingrédients. 150 à 250 g par personne de fromage mélangé, gruyère, comté, beaufort et emmental. Une gousse d'ail, une bouteille de vin blanc sec de Savoie, un verre de kirsch, du pain coupé en dés. Préparation. Frottez l'intérieur d'un poêlon avec une gousse d'ail. Mettez le poêlon à chauffer à feu doux sur une cuisinière. Versez un verre de vin blanc par personne dedans, puis le fromage coupé en petits morceaux. Tournez avec une spatule de bois jusqu'à ce que le fromage forme une pâte lisse. Ajoutez un verre de kirsch. Mettez le poêlon sur une lampe placée au milieu de la table. Placez le pain coupé en dés sur la table. Piquez un dé de pain sur votre fourchette et trempez-le dans la pâte chaude. Retirez, laissez refroidir un peu avant de manger. Bon appétit! Result sheet C, liste de vêtements Luc et Lucie. Un pantalon, trousers. Un chemisier, a blouse. Une chemise, a shirt. Des gants, gloves. Des chaussettes, socks. Un t-shirt, a t-shirt. Une jupe, a skirt. Une robe, a dress. Un sac, a bag. Un pullover, a jumper. Un short, shorts. Un blouson, a casual short coat. Des baskets, trainers. Une écharpe, a scarf. Des chaussures, shoes. Un manteau, a long coat. Resource sheet D, mon uniforme. Je suis un garçon. Je porte une chemise blanche, une cravate, un pantalon gris ou noir, une veste, un pullover, un sweat, un t-shirt, des chaussettes, des chaussures noires, des baskets. Je suis une fille. Je porte un chemisier blanc, une veste, un pullover, une cravate, une jupe, une robe, un sweat, un t-shirt, des chaussettes, un collant, des chaussures. Result sheet E. Les yeux, les oreilles, le nez, l'épaule, la gorge, le bras, les doigts, la jambe, la tête, les cheveux, le cou, le coude, le ventre, la main, le genou, les pieds. Result sheet F. Tête, épaule, genou, pied, genou, pied. Tête, épaule, genou, pied, les yeux, le nez, la bouche et les oreilles, tête, épaule, genou, pied. This is the French version of head, shoulders, knees and toes.